Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The coronavirus outbreak has killed more than 2,000 people in China and has sickened tens of thousands more across 27 countries. There have been no cases close to home, but there has been a surprising impact on Patco. The plant that makes Patco's fare card suddenly shut down because of Wuhan coronavirus. And so the transit agency has had to scramble to maintain its supply of cards. AYW's Mike DiNardo with the story.
A supply of 30,000 Freedom Fare cards was supposed to be shipped to Patco from a manufacturer in China this past Monday, but the Paragon ID plant has been shuttered because of the coronavirus outbreak. Delaware River Port Authority CEO John Hansen says he used his emergency executive power to authorize spending $37,000 to buy 10,000 cards from a firm in the UK right away.
We believe that with the action that we've taken, the availability of Freedom cards will continue uninterrupted.
Hansen says Patco has only 500 Freedom cards at the moment.
We have not run out of Freedom cards at this point. We have Freedom cards, although the supply is small and dwindling.
The shipment of 10,000 cards is expected to arrive on Friday. Hansen says that should be sufficient to supply Patco for about 6 months. In Camden, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.